Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Pardo and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley strikes out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. Pardo drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Balboni out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Pardo moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pardo moves to third. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pardo scores. Wiggins moves to third. Lacy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1. Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Boedeker, and towards Ripken, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Lynn steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wiggins is hit by the pitch. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wiggins moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Wiggins scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Motley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Motley. Lacy goes all the way around to score. Ripken moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sundberg moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni juggles the ball. That's an error on Balboni. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into White, who tags Gross trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dwyer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Orioles. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Smith reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Smith steals third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Brett moves to third. It's 6-2, Orioles. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Horta moves to second. It's 6-3, Orioles. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Jones now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lacy bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wiggins moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray is walked intentionally. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Onyx Concepcion. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Rayford and over to Wiggins, who tags Wilson for the out. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Buddy Biancalana now playing shortstop. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Motley hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. Balboni hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Wiggins strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pardo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.